The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you the best new management research and ideas. The cost savings for outsourcing IT can be found in many areas of a company's operation, not just IT itself. Four tips for approaching IT outsourcing. Article briefing by Leslie Brokaw and read here by Matt Robert Williams. File under Technology. Information technology outsourcing can generate significant savings for companies in not just the expected ways, like reducing IT operating costs, but in non-IT areas of the business as well. It's an opportunity that many companies miss. When managers think of IT outsourcing as a mere substitute for internal IT investments, this narrow focus hides many potential cost benefits, write Kunsu Han and Sunil Mitas in their article, The Real Savings from IT Outsourcing, in the winter 2014 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. Instead, managers need to look for savings more broadly. Our research suggests that outsourcing IT can also help to reduce other expenses such as sales in general and administrative costs, which are often 4 to 5 times IT costs, say Han and Mitas. Details on their research can be found in their article, Information Technology Outsourcing and Non-IT Operating Costs, an Empirical Investigation, in MIS Quarterly 37, No. 1, March 2013. Their findings, they write, can assist managers in formulating strategies and allocating budgets. Their recommendations? 1. Managers need to take a balanced approach to their investments in internal systems and outsourcing to reap greater benefits in terms of cost savings. Merely substituting IT outsourcing for internal IT will not be very effective. 2. Managers should analyze the impact of outsourcing on non-IT costs and formulate strategies for maximizing the savings on these expenses to get the most out of their outsourcing spending. 3. Remember that benchmarking with respect to competitors on IT budgets alone may be counterproductive. Excessive focus on IT cost reduction may overlook considerably larger savings in marketing, sales, and R&D. And 4. Companies should continue to make investments in their own IT professionals and help them improve their skills through continued education, training, and accumulation of relevant industry experience. The data Han and Mitas used for their study is not particularly current. It's from approximately 300 U.S. companies during 1999 through 2003. But, they write, we expect these findings to remain relevant, as many companies are currently considering more intensive adoption of outsourcing, offshoring, or cloud computing. This article draws from The Real Savings from IT Outsourcing by Kunsu Han and Sunil Mitas, which appeared in the winter 2014 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review, and read here by Matt Robert Williams. To learn more or read the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.